I'm Ramon Gabrieloff Parrish, and I live in the town of Superior.
Okay, and describe to me what you're doing out here.
We are raising awareness about the history of this place. I think a lot of people are coming to this so-called wildlife refuge. I think a lot of houses are being built across the way, and people have no idea what this place really is, and they have no idea what really happened here. And I think it's because it's radioactivity, it doesn't smell bad, it doesn't look bad, it's not an eyesore. People think it's safe, and you know, people think there's no problem. And so really, we're out here to keep people awake to what this land is and what has happened here and what's really happening here.
Do you really think that's like realistic though? Because if people are here today, they must have known that it opened today, so they must have been paying attention. So likely, you know, they knew. This is what I'm here to find out.
There's a lot of people that do know, right? This gentleman here is like, yeah, I don't share your paranoia or whatever. And there was another guy who says he's been watching this story since 93. But we came out here a few years ago, actually not here, to the Candelas development, and there were people moving in here from the state of California, and they didn't really have any idea. You know what I mean? So Colorado is attracting people from all over the country, and people are moving to this area, and they don't really know the history of this place. And so they're walking in blind. You know what I mean? So yeah, there's plenty of people that know, there's plenty of people that disagree with us and see it as a harmless thing, and there's plenty of people that have no idea.
I'm sensing that you're not happy with the signage.
What do you mean, the signage here?
Yeah, they put up some signs. I read the text. It's like, it talks about how there was there is lingering contaminants. It's extremely low levels.
Well, let me say this. When someone says a national wildlife refuge, what's the first thing that you think about?
Okay, good point.
Really?
Animals.
Animals, what else do you think?
I think, I don't know. I mean, the other one here in Denver is the arsenal, and that also has a past of weapons production.
Exactly. But that's not what people think. When you think a wildlife refuge, what you think is you think that this is land that's been uninhabited. You don't think that it's a former nuclear superfund site or that's a current nuclear superfund site. That's where you go to immediately. So I think all this stuff is really so they can sell real estate. Right? They just want to sell real estate, so they change the name to a wildlife refuge. That puts everybody off guard, keeps everybody asleep, and then somebody can make a bunch of money selling houses and land that is, you know, it might be fine for a lot of people, and you might be the one person that gets got by it. So, I don't know. We live right down the way. We moved here, and I'm a Colorado resident. I wasn't born here, but I was raised here, Denver. I remember hearing about Rocky Flats in the 80s on the news, but I didn't know it was this close to where we were living. And we were here, you know, 4 or 5 years before we really knew what this place was about and before we really knew what was happening.
Do you feel betrayed?
I don't know if I feel betrayed. I wouldn't say that necessarily, but I think that if I had moved into the Candelas development or thereabouts and I thought I was moving next to a national wildlife refuge and I found out that this is a place where really there's tons of nuclear waste buried, I would be pretty upset, pretty outraged. And so we're just here to keep people awake to it and have people ask questions and do their own homework. I think that's at least a piece of it.
So first, can you tell me your name?
Dale, D-A-L-E, last name Simpson.
So Dale, you just parked, you just walked up here at the trailhead. There's these two people holding this sign that says, "Keep Rocky Flats closed, plutonium danger." And you said...
I love that sign.
And yet you're here.
I'm part of this group.
Why is it important to be having this sign out here today?
Well, there's several different reasons. First and foremost, I don't think that our government should be allowing the Department of Energy to give contaminated lands that have not been remediated over to a different organization, such as Fish and Wildlife, and turn it into a place for recreation and celebration. It doesn't make sense. We shouldn't be encouraging this type of behavior from our government.
But they say it was remediated. Obviously you don't know the refuge lands. No, but they say that they tested the refuge lands and it was not necessary to remediate. So it comes down to a level of contamination, right? And you seem to be saying that you wouldn't trust them to make that assessment regardless.
Well, okay, so a couple of different things. First of all, we had the great Colorado floods of September 2013. There hasn't been adequate testing of the buffer zone known as the refuge since that time or immediately before it. When we're dealing with radiation such as plutonium, you have to keep in mind that literally a pinpoint, the end of a pinpoint is a fatal dose of plutonium. We're looking at 20,000 acres of land overall. You're not going to be able to test every millimeter. There's going to be hot spots. And the state of Colorado has made it very clear, along with the Environmental Protection Agency, that they particularly enjoy averaging all of the sample results to come up with the overall image of what conditions are like. It's not protective of public health.